Hi, this is Dr. Medical Splash. My name is Joyce. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm calling because I pay you guys a month to help me, like, build my website and, you know, like, run my business. Mm-hmm. And today I got a call from a lead, and he was located in a different state than where I run my business. And I just was wondering, why am I getting calls from different states? It was from Facebook ad, I believe. He lives in Wisconsin. I texted him. He lives in Wisconsin, and I don't live there. I live in Washington State, so.
Okay. All right. First, I really appreciate you for bringing this up to us, ma'am, so we can check, you know, the areas that we're targeting, especially for the ads. Allow me for a few minutes here. Let me go ahead, pull up your account, okay, and check this. And I know who am I speaking with?
Samira Ahmed.
All right, thank you, Samira. Give me a few minutes. All right, thank you so much for patiently waiting. Samira, I was able to pull up the account here. Again, this is for business, Yeshua Cleaning Service LLC.
No.
Okay. All right, so I'm in your Facebook ads section now on the dashboard, and I checked the areas that the ads are targeting.
Yeah.
I think you're only targeting Bellevue, Washington, Issaquah, Renton, and Tacoma.
Yeah, so why did I get a phone call from someone in Wisconsin?
So let me also review here the lead. So I'm in the lead tab. Are we talking about the lead from?
Yeah, someone wanting their house cleaned.
This phone number ending 0998, right? Dale Boosberg?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. For this, let me also check the... Oh, gosh, I'm scared. Okay, so I'm not sure why you're getting a lead from Wisconsin. Okay. So this lead coming from Wisconsin, right? Or from Wisconsin. And then you're in Washington.
I'm in Washington State.
Okay. So yeah, the information here appears to be correct, Samira, but I'm going to like have our Facebook team double check, okay? The location or the target location. Yeah. I have that phone number information of that lead that you mentioned that is in Wisconsin. Yeah, I'll have them investigate that. Let me And were you able to ask that person as well, you know, when you got in contact with that lead, did you ask him, like, how did he?
Oh, no, I did not ask him, but when I went to my email, it said Facebook ads. I'm not sure how he found me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious as well because...
Yeah, I didn't ask because I thought he lived in the areas that I selected, so I didn't need to ask. But then when he said Wisconsin, it's my fault. I should have asked him, how did you find my, you know?
Yeah, so the business. So, because this is weird, because this shouldn't, the ad should not appear in a different state. I will be coordinating this with the Facebook team, okay, and further check what's really going on when we're getting a lead from different state. As for the update, as soon as I hear from Facebook team, I will give you a call, okay? And aside from this, Mira, do you have any other questions or concerns?
I do. So, now that, like, I'm Google verified and all of that, it doesn't seem that I'm getting any leads. Do you know when I'm going to start getting leads?
Now, let me check here. Google. Okay, as for the Google business profile, we completed the optimization first week of this month. So usually for the optimization results, Shamira, we give the time frame of 45 to 60 days, okay, to see the
results.
Yes, to see maximum results, yes. Let's give it more time because this account is 2 weeks old, so usually 1 to 3 weeks, okay. It's still So the campaign is still learning, you know, it's still in the learning process, and give it more time, okay? Because there is actually a good progress because, you know, we're getting traction, we're getting the reach, okay, from our ad campaign. Okay.
Yeah.
That's for the Google business profile. Yeah.
I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, when someone searches for cleaning, is my business the first one to come up in their search, or?
Well, that's a good question. Regarding the ranking of your business, it actually depends, okay? The ranking of business depends on the Google's algorithm. So if your business is fully optimized, we may be able to rank with the first page. But then again, we cannot guarantee, okay, that a business will rank like top one on the first page. So that's why optimization needs to be continuous in order for us to, you know, further elevate the ranking. Because there are many There are many things you need to consider, okay, in order for your business, okay, to rank higher. So we also have to consider the competition in your area. So if there is a heavy competition, you know, it may take time for our business to get on the in our desired spot.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, we will get
and there. Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know also, I did apply for the Apple business too, like Apple Maps. And it's, I sent my verification in last night, mm-hmm. and they said wait 5 days for it to, like, get like, verified. It's like Google, but they're just going to verify it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do believe for Apple Maps, you have to, let me see. If I remember it correctly, for Google Maps, you have to display your address, right, in order for...
Maybe, but then I can always ask if there's an option to take the address off, because my address doesn't need to show because I go to the client's house,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But if my address will show, then I will just cancel it. Because where I live, it's a property, it's an apartment, you know, with like a unit number, and I don't think anybody like needs to know where I live. It's not necessary.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, yeah, I just confirmed from here that Apple Maps is reliant on having an address listed that's a storefront. So.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cancel with them then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, Amira. Okay. Yeah, because we usually do that ourselves here. We create Apple Maps for our clients. You know, if they have a storefront, we automatically create that for them. But if this is like a service-based business and, you know, address is hidden, we don't create that. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, yeah, anything else you need help with, Samira?
No. So I'm just going to wait to get leads, right?
Yes, that is correct. So we have our team here, okay, that constantly monitoring the performance and improving the strategies. Mm-hmm. So yeah, give it more time.
Okay, and another thing is, so when I got that call from the lead today, the guy from Wisconsin, he, I didn't get a phone call for some reason. You guys texted me saying to answer the lead. Like, I never, like, my phone didn't ring. And I'm wondering why that is.
Okay. Okay, for the call to action for Facebook ads, we have selected form fill. So the possible client or possible customer will just need to fill in their information in the form, okay, if they're interested to avail your service, and that information will then be sent to you via email or text.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as you receive that information, you will have to get in touch with that lead for conversion.
Can you say that one more time? Sorry.
Yeah, so we have selected Facebook form fill, right, as the as the response method for the for Facebook ads. So as soon as the potential customers fill in that form on your Facebook ad, information will be sent to you via email and text. So as soon as you receive that information, you will have to reach out to that.
Okay, so it was weird because I didn't receive a phone call. I just got a message from you Local Splash telling me to respond to the respond to this lead. So I just want to know why my phone didn't ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends on them. If they, you know, if they prefer like calling you, they will just, you know, key in the number and then dial. As for this one, yeah, they just filled out the form. So they have, yeah, they still have options to give you a call, but you know, but there are some that would prefer just giving, you them their, I mean, just giving them, the information to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could reach out to them. So for form fill, yeah, you will not get a call, but you will get a text. Okay, with the lead.
Oh, team. So yeah. So when the leads find me, they're not gonna call me?
This is just for Facebook. So when they find you on Facebook, and then yeah, it's when they fill out that form. So
okay. Okay, it's only for Facebook. So if someone finds me on Google, they're gonna call, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
Thank you. Because
on Google there is like a call button. So
yeah,
they will most likely give you a call. As there is no messaging available on the Google. As for Facebook, there is a form fill available, so yeah. So they had to utilize that option to contact you. But again, there is a phone number information in your ad, so it's really up to them, okay, whether they want to fill out the form or contact your number.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, is there anything else, Amira?
No.
All right. Yeah, really appreciate you calling us today. And, we'll continue to work on your account here. If there's anything that you need help with, just give us a call. We're always here to help.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you have a great weekend ahead, Samira. Bye-bye for now.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.